It marks a first for talk show queen Oprah Winfrey. She's plunging herself into politics in a way she hasn't before, hitting the trail and campaigning for Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Barack Obama.
Oprah Winfrey brings not just a wow factor, but a wow factor to anybody out on the trail, and that's what this means for Obama.
Winfrey already endorsed Obama last spring.
What he's shown was worth me going out on a limb for.
She held a fundraiser for him at her California home that raised millions for his campaign. But now her support for him has been ratcheted to a new level.
And this creates excitement and an event. And you know, hopefully we can attract some people who might not otherwise be interested in politics.
The prime target, women.
Hillary Clinton simply seems to be the woman's candidate, regardless of race. I think that's what Obama may be really trying to reach, is women.
Enter Oprah Winfrey. She'll campaign for 2 days in December in the early voting states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. In Iowa, the Winfrey events are open to the public. But to secure a ticket, people are being asked to either volunteer 4 hours to the Obama campaign or attend a caucus training. Winfrey is no doubt drawing attention to Obama, but some political observers are skeptical her support will translate into votes in a state like Iowa.
While Oprah Winfrey has terrific ratings and very high favorables, I think Iowans are going to depend on their own judgment rather than hers.
But sometimes a star surrogate can have sway. Just look at the Clinton camp. Its star surrogate, Bill Clinton, even went on the Oprah Winfrey show in recent months to tout his new book. Is Oprah a better surrogate?
Bill Clinton's a great surrogate for Hillary as well. If he wanted to endorse me, I'd take it. I don't think he will.